Hey, this is the Budman, and you're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio WFLA Orlando. Now to our studio and your host, local real estate expert and my friend, Laura Peterson.
Hello, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome, Danielle.
Hello.
At Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So everybody should be coming off of Black Friday and having all of those good sales and everything like that, and the short season of the holidays, because Thanksgiving's so late this year.
I know. That I was looking at that. My Facebook memory came up the other day, and last year it was on the 22nd. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh my gosh. So yeah, it's totally a whole week later.
A whole week later. Yeah. So less week to get stuff going and
exactly
get everything done. So everything's kind of compacted this year. So
for sure,
not enough time to get everything done for sure, because, you know, and I had some people that were in town a couple weeks ago and they were like, oh my gosh, there's so many Christmas decorations up. And I'm like going, yeah, but there's not still that much time, you know. So
no,
it's like,
really,
if you do it on a certain date every year, it doesn't matter when Thanksgiving is, you know, then yeah, that makes things happen.
I usually like to decorate, you know, the weekend of Thanksgiving, but I started last week because, you know, it just seems so late. And then I really love the holiday season. So I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm losing a week.
That's right. I think everybody's feeling that way.
Yeah.
So they're, you know, so that, and somebody was complaining, they were saying about how we don't decorate for Thanksgiving anymore and stuff like that. Well, I don't remember that we ever did at my house that we decorated for Thanksgiving. I mean, yes, of course, the Thanksgiving dinner and all of that mm-hmm. kind of stuff. And the table was set for Thanksgiving, but we didn't do anything else for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Nope. Same here.
Yep. So, so everybody should be in the throes of the holiday season yep. and enjoying it. And as we were talking about last week, is that, you know, it's not too late to purchase a home in 2019.
Nope.
There are still a lot of houses on the market, and people that need to get houses sold quicker, and they'll give you good deals. And a lot of times in January, the inventory kind of spikes up.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got more buyers in January. So in December, you're not fighting with as many people and all of that kind of thing. And then if you're going to live in that home, actually, you have a really big benefit of being able to homestead it for 2020, which is if you close in 2020, then you're not going to be able to homestead it until 2021. So there's still plenty of time for you to get that done. It doesn't take that long to purchase a home. You know, we can find you one quick and all of that, and find you exactly what you're looking for, because we kind of specialize in that. But that's just something that, you know, we consistently do, and I find is really good for people to know that you definitely want to go ahead. And if you are planning on buying a home soon, why not now is the way I look at it.
Yeah. Well, because it might not be there tomorrow, that's for sure.
So, that's right.
And neither will the prices.
And if you're not competing against as many people, because a lot more people are looking in January, then you're traditionally going to get a little bit better deal when you're looking in December than if you're looking in January.
Mm-hmm.
January is actually our lowest closing month of the year, and that's because of all of the stuff that's happening in December and because of the holidays and everything like that. And probably with the short holiday season, it'll probably even make it a little bit less because, you know, those holiday parties are still happening
<That's>
and everything.
Sure.
So everybody's schedule gets busy, you know, school getting out for the holidays and all those holiday programs and everything like that. It just kind of gets wild. And so there's not as much activity in the real estate world, but it's not really that far down. It's our lowest month, but there's still over 2,000 properties that are selling in January in the Orlando area. And like we said, a lot of people do push for that December, end of December closing mm-hmm. because they want to get that, they want to get that tax incentive for 2020. And the other thing is too, is there's a lot of builders that have their end of the year, December 31st. And so there's a lot of builder closeouts out there that people are, that they're definitely
taking
looking
advantage
at.
Of. Yeah.
Yeah. That you can take advantage of. So, I had a builder that called me this week that told me of a couple of inventory homes that they had available, and they're just, you know, it's like they're offering, you know, like 25 to 50,000 off of the price, in a lot of things, a lot of those situations, because they definitely want to get them closed before the end of the year. So if you're in a position and you're thinking about it, then now is a good time to, you know, jump up and, you know, and make things happen. So we've got another free report that we're going to be talking about today as well. That's 10 questions to ask before you hire an agent. But if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. Your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. And remember, if you want to reach either of us, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So if you'd like this free report that we're going to do, that's 10 questions to ask before you hire an agent. And it's going to be a lot of information. So if you'd like to get the free report, you just have to call 833-535-8081, extension 1006. You don't have to speak to anybody. You just leave your address or your email address and we'll send it right out to you. Again, that is 833-535-8081 and extension 1006. So we'll just go ahead and get into this, you know, because an agent can either cost you or save you thousands of dollars is basically what it comes down to. And, you know, because it all comes down to marketing and it all comes down to what you're doing. And in order to get that done, I mean, we have what most people think agents do and all of that is that they, you know, put your house in the market. They might write an ad for it. Maybe they're going to run it. Then they might put it, they're going to put it in the MLS. They're going to beg their office to go out and look at it and try to get some realtors in there. And then they're, you know, basically gonna, you know, get on their knees and pray that something happens with it. But that's not a very good plan in order to get things done. You know, there's a lot more that goes into it to make sure that you're actually getting top dollar. And those are the kinds of things that, you know, it's like you need to know what to ask really in order to find out that the people that you're working with are actually going to do that. And we're able to, you know, prove through statistics that the houses that we sell faster and for more money than the average agent, because we've done the studies on that to actually see how we're doing to make sure that we are on target to make sure that those things do happen. So the first thing that you want to ask people is what makes them different and why should you list your house with them? And that comes down to, you know, it's like, what are they going to be able to do? Because, you know, everybody isn't the same. And although everybody would like you to believe that if you hire, you know, your best friend that only sells one house a year, or you hire somebody that does it full time that, you know, sells multiple houses a year, it does make a big difference in regards to, you know, what's going to happen and everything with that property and how it's going to sell, because there's a lot of tricks to the trade that comes into it to make things happen. And that's why, you know, we get paid what we get paid, because of those things that go into it. Now, commissions are definitely negotiable. Mm-hmm. And so that's something that people are always, you know, conscious of and asking about. But I think it's always ends up more of what's going to end up in your pocket as opposed to what's going to, you know, what the top line number is. And so, you know, and commissions are obviously a part of what's going to end up in that bottom line number. But it's like, if I'm going to get, you know, like a commission from you, but I'm going to also bring more money into your pocket, then, you know, your net number working with me is actually going to be, you know, higher than a discount brokerage or something. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
This morning is Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hey.
And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So we're talking about the 10 questions that you want to ask before you hire an agent. And this is obviously for sellers that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of information here. So if you want to get this free report, you can call 833-535-8081. And the extension is 1006. So you don't have to talk to anybody. All you have to do is leave us your address or your email address and we'll send it out to you. Again, that's 833-535-8081, extension 1006. So the first thing is what makes you different. The second thing is what's your company's track record and reputation in the marketplace? And this is really important, and that's something that we obviously keep track of and that we're always looking at because we want to see what we can do better. You know, our reputation is obviously very important to us. But then the second thing is our track record that we can show that we do sell houses faster and that we sell them for more money and that they're more likely to sell. For example, when you're looking at the MLS stats and everything that come out, they're showing the inventory is 3 to 4 times the amount of houses that sell every month. So with that, you know, obviously everything that doesn't go on the that goes on the market is not selling. Mm-hmm. So that's a really big issue for a lot of people. And we do end up talking to a lot of owners that have had their houses listed with other people before and weren't able to sell it. And then with us, they were able to, you know, to get the job done. And so that does really make a big difference in making sure that you know what you're talking about in that.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many out there. I mean, there's like 10,000 agents plus.
Exactly.
I think, and just Orange County, and then Osceola County is like another 10,000. So, I mean, you really want to make sure that the person is doing the best job for you.
Yeah.
In my opinion. So it's good to interview.
And the number three question is what are your marketing plans for my house? And that really, you know, comes down to it. I mean, we spend tens of thousands of dollars every month mm-hmm. in marketing to make sure that we definitely are getting the houses out there and getting the things done that we need to get done so that the people have the best deal in everything that they're looking at. And so the marketing plans for the home is actually a really big deal.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, like you said in the last bit, you know, we just don't put it on the MLS, which is the multiple listing service. You know, there's other avenues that you have to advertise to be able to get your house out there.
Yeah, and it's not all online. 50% of the people are coming from online today. But and that means that you better have professional pictures and you better have all that stuff lined up. Now, you know, in my opinion, you don't want to have everything out there that's on your house. I mean, some people are of that, but that you need to have that. But I'm not a firm believer in that. I believe that you need to show the houses, the pictures that are going to get people into the house.
Yeah.
Because every picture that you have of every room in your house is not going to be something that somebody's going to go, wow. And if they are, then that's great. I mean, you can have that in there. But the bottom line is that, you know, the other side of the coin is that if people look at every picture online and they think they've seen your whole house, they don't think they need to go to it. And my job is to get them into your house. And so if they look at all those pictures and they've eliminated it because they didn't think this, you know, bathroom was up to snuff or something like that, or they didn't feel or they felt like they had seen the whole house, then I'm not doing my job because my job is to get them into the house. So I need to put the pictures in there that are going to really get them into your house as opposed to, you know, putting everything in the kitchen sink. And I mean, you do usually show the kitchen sink, but you know what I mean? It's like sometimes I see people putting closets in there, and unless it's like a killer closet organizer, there's no reason for a closet picture to be in there.
Nope.
So
none whatsoever.
Nope. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We are home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. And remember, if you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. 866-2555. And another thing that I think is good that we should throw out there too is that, you know, there are times where, I was just working with somebody recently that they kind of came to terms on their own in regards to, you know, selling their house with somebody and they didn't know what to do. And a good place to go if that does happen is, in my opinion, Equitable Title. And they're a great company that they can, you know, it's like they can, you know, exercise the contract and everything for you. I mean, we definitely can help you, you know, get through those waters mm-hmm. and everything that you have going on. But, you know, the partners that we have and the people that are out there that can help you through that is huge. So just a side note on that. So going back to there and then the marketing plans for the home and, you know, what's been sold in your area. So we always talk about basically that real estate is very, very local. So it doesn't matter, you know, what's happening in the rest of the county. It doesn't matter what's happening in the rest of the city that you're in. It's your own specific neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the cities are small enough that matters, but, you know, there's usually different segments of the town within the town, and whatever's happening there within a mile of your home is kind of what's going on. And, you know, sometimes what's in a mile of your home, if you're on a lake and the other ones aren't, well, that obviously makes a big difference too. So you have to look at other properties that are on the lake. But really, when it comes down to it, it's really looking at what's going on in your specific area, mm-hmm. which is not the overall area. And so, you know, it's like this show is Central Florida Real Estate Radio because we're trying to talk about what's going on all over here. But when it really comes down to your particular house, it comes down to your particular neighborhood as to what's going on. And that's really important that you're looking at those things. The next one that comes into play is, you know, who controls the advertising? You know, is that you make sure that the people that are doing it, that they have the ability. I mean, in Florida, we do have regulations in regards to how we advertise and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And that just makes sense. And obviously we do all of that to make sure that we're above board and all of those things. But we want to make sure that we're putting your best foot forward in order to make that house stand out above all the rest and everything. You know, so it's like you want to know, you know, who controls the advertising and make sure what's gonna happen with all of that. The next question that it asks here is, on average, when your listings sell, how close is the selling price to the asking price? And this is something that's really important too, that when you're looking at it, that, you know, a lot of people, they want to have that wiggle room and that kind of stuff mm-hmm. in there. And that's both good and bad,
yep.
You know, because it's like when you have that wiggle room in there, it makes it, you know, it's like the higher your house is off of what the market value is, the less people that are going to see it. So the closer you are to that asking price is going to really make a huge difference in regards to, you know, how fast you're going to sell it and helping us put more money in your pocket and that kind of thing. Because we want to get it exposed to the most people. And when it's exposed to the most people, then you're going to get the best offer on it.
Yep.
If nobody sees it, nothing's going to happen. So it really makes a big difference. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hello.
And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed or will buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So we're talking about the 10 questions to ask before you hire an agent. And this is a lot of information. So if you want us to send you the free report, you can call anytime to 833-535-8081. and it's extension 1006. Again, that's 833-535-8081, and it's extension 1006. So the next question that you'd want to ask is, on average, how long does it take to sell the listings? And this is something that's really important to people, too, because, you know, when you're building another house or you have somewhere else to go, I mean, the last thing you want to do is you don't want to end up with two homes, or you don't want to end up with no home at all. Or if your lease is done, or, well, I guess if your lease is done, you're not going to be selling. But if when it comes down to, you know, where you're going or what you want to do, if you want to get things done by a specific period of time, you know, knowing how long it's going to take really makes a big difference. And the average days on the market are not like two, you know, and they're actually getting a little bit longer at this point in time, it seems like. And so basically, you know, it's like you have to look at what the record is compared to the average. And our average is about 25% faster than the average. And so, you know, it's like you have to know all of that and know about how much time it's going to take in order to get that done. And, you know, where what's going to happen if it doesn't happen. So it's like you have a plan B, or you know what's going on, or you know what to expect. And so that's really a big thing right there.
Yeah, it's important for that to know, like, your next move,
right?
In my opinion. So it's good to know whether, you know, it's going to be a faster sell, a slower sell, kind of know what your ball game is.
Yeah.
You know, if you're building a new home or if you're moving somewhere else, you know, kind of give yourself a realistic setting and, adjust accordingly. Because
right.
It could sell yesterday or it could sell in a month. I mean, it just depends on the market and the house and everything else. So you really want to know what your next step is going to be, just in case, like you said, a plan B and a plan C, I think, are great.
Well, and it also takes time to get those professional pictures and everything that we were talking about done. So, you know, to put that good first impression out there, you need to do that, because, you know, sometimes it's like I've seen people that put stuff on the market and then they try to change it afterwards and people go, oh, I already saw that. No, they didn't see it. It's changed. But you only have that one chance to make that first impression. So you really want to do that. So the next question is to ask, how many buyers are you currently working with? And this is really an interesting question. I mean, we advertise for buyers all the time, and the average internet buyer is actually about 12 to 18 months out, all the studies have shown. So if we just put your house on the internet right now, I mean, they may or may not buy your house, but most of the people that are looking at it are far out in advance.
Yep.
So our purpose in advertising way in advance is that, you know, when, so we're nurturing them and paying attention to them all along. So when it comes time for your house to go on the market, we might already have the buyers in our database because we've been collecting them all along and nurturing them. So for over 12 to 18 months, so they're ready when it comes to your house. So when we tell people that we've got like 14 or 15,000 buyers in our database, they're like thinking, well, that's kind of crazy. Well, the reason that we do that is because we know that we've got that pipeline of when people are going to be coming, when your house comes on the market, it might already be sold, because that's the first place we're going to go to market it to is our particular database. And so that's one great thing that you'll want to know as well. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We are home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Remember, if you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So, the next question that it's saying on here is, do you have a reference list of clients I could contact? And the answer is yes, that we do have a list of people. You know, it's like if you, you know, go on Google, we do have Google reviews out there and everything like that of what people have, what their experience has been with us and everything. Because, you know, today in today's day and age, you know, it's not only just contacting them, but it's finding those reviews that are out there.
Yeah. So, I mean, usually when you start Googling anyways, you know, you'll start seeing people pop up and you'll be able to see the reviews and you'll be able to see what ours say.
Yeah.
So it works out well.
Yeah. So, you know, so those are all out there and everything like that. And, but it's something that you definitely want to, you know, check out and everything. And then, if it's, what happens if I'm not happy with the job you're doing to get my home sold, can I cancel my listing contract? And the answer with us is yes.
Yep.
And we've had, and, you know, so there is a part in the Florida contract that says, in the listing contract that says that what the cancellation fee is. So that's usually filled in. I mean, you need to look at that when you're doing it. But one of the things that I've found lately that people are enforcing is that it says that if there is any direct expense that's spent for that particular listing and you cancel it, that you owe that, you know, to the person who listed it. And we don't do that. We don't enforce that at all.
Nope.
You know, so that's some, and that's something that, you know, we actually cross off when it comes to that, so that you know that you truly do have a zero cancellation fee, because that's kind of our customer service, that we know how well we're doing, because if somebody's canceling, then we know that we didn't do our job, and that gives us an opportunity to, you know, to make ourselves better. And thankfully, it doesn't happen very often. But if it does, it gives us an opportunity to figure out what we, where we could have done better, what we did wrong, or whatever. And basically, you know, we just want to make sure that, you know, these contracts are long. They're usually 6 months to a year. So we want to make sure that if there's some reason, you don't, that's the last thing you want to do, is you want to feel trapped. You don't want to feel trapped with somebody that you, if it's not going the way that you want it to go, that you can't get out of it. You absolutely need to get out of it if you feel that, you know, it's not a good fit for you, or it's not working the way that you expected it to, or something like that. Because, you know, you've got, like we said before, you've got your plans. You want it to sell in X amount of time. And if it's not selling and you're not getting showings and you're not getting people that are coming in there, then you need to have options.
Exactly.
And so, you know, I mean, I've had people that said, oh, but I'm tied into, you know, it's like, how long does our thing go? And I go, well, why are you asking? Because it's like, if there, you know, it's like, if there's something that when it comes to communicating that we need to communicate as to what's going on or whatever, then, you know, that's something that we need, we just all need to look at together.
Yeah. I mean, we're definitely not married. We're not a timeshare company or something like that. So, you know, like she said, if there's something that we're not doing, it's a great coaching opportunity for us. So we know what we did wrong.
Yeah.
And we can fix it. And like you said, I mean, it hardly ever happens. Maybe one a year, or maybe not even that, I don't think.
Yeah.
Because usually, you know, we have our marketing behind us, so we can get your house sold for top dollar and get you going to your next situation.
Yeah. And there's all kinds of reasons why people, you know, want to move and all of that kind of stuff. It's all very individual for mm-hmm. every person. And so you just have to think about it and figure out, you know, what's the right situation for you and your family. And then everything's going to work out great. But I think this is a great report to ask, you know, 10 questions before you hire an agent. And so in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hello.
And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or will buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So we were going over this morning the 10 questions to ask before you hire an agent. And if you'd like this free report, you can just call 833-535-8081. And the extension is 1006. You don't have to talk to anybody. You just have to leave us your address or your email address. And again, that's 833-535-8081, extension 1006. So again, just quickly going over those 10 items is what makes you different. Why should you list the home with the person that you're talking to? What's the company's track record and reputation in the marketplace? What are the marketing plans for the home? What homes have sold in your area? Who controls the advertising? On average, when the listings sell, how close is it to the asking price? On average, how long does it take to get the listings to sell? How many buyers are you working with? Do you have a reference or people that you could talk to that you've worked with in before? And what happens if you're not happy? And I think that those are all really good questions that, you know, people need to ask or think about and everything mm-hmm. when it comes down to it, because, you know, the real estate agents are not a commodity. Everybody's not the same. It's not the same system of how people are selling their houses or the system to sell the houses. And so it really makes a big difference, in my opinion, you know, who you choose and why you choose them. And so, and it's a big decision. And like I said, you know, those contracts are a long time. So you don't want to be sitting there with something going on for a long period of time and not able to get out of it if you didn't do the right choosing at the beginning. And so that's what I think is, it's just always good to know what's out there and what's a good questions to ask. So again, if you'd like to this information, all you have to do is call 833-535-8081, and it's extension 1006. So one of the things that we were talking about earlier and everything is that, I guess we were talking on the break, is that there are some great deals out there. Mm-hmm. And so I know that you've got a couple of them that you'd like to talk to us about now.
Sure. Well, I did come across, it's actually a multi-unit duplex, so it's on each side. It's two bedrooms, one bath on each side. Total square foot for both units is 1261, so it is a small, cute little thing. But it's in the SoDo area of Orlando, so that's downtown, you know, right by the hospital and things like that. It's an investor price because it's actually being sold with the tenants in place.
Okay.
It does have a new roof. Rental rehab, you know, they're thinking is about $10,000 to $15,000, give or take. They're asking $195,000, and that's for both units, so it's a whole piece. The tenants that are currently in there, one of them is under market rent, and he's on a month-to-month basis at $500 per month. And then there's another one in there that's got 4 months left on the lease, which is at $750 a month. But I mean, it's terrific location, excellent future appreciation. I mean, get in there, rehab it up. And easily would turn around and bring a profit of like $250, $260, something like that if you were to turn around and sell it. But market rent, I mean, on each of the units should be around $1,000 or $1,100 a month.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, so they, you know, were obviously grandfathered in, but you can get it going with them in there, you know, do the renovations that are needed. And then once you get the renovations going, then turn around and, you know, re-rent it again for, you know, anywhere from $1,000 to $1,200. I mean, that area is just so sought after because of everything that's there. I mean, you got they got all those cute little shops and dinings. They got that cute Target that you got to take the elevator to. And then the hospital is there. I mean, so much stuff right there off of Orange Avenue in Michigan. It's right in that little area.
Yeah.
So it's fantastic. And to come across something like that as a duplex with both sides, usually you could get one side duplex for that price.
Yeah.
So I thought that was a spectacular price. I mean, heck, you can even live in one side and rent the other. I mean, there's so many options when it comes to stuff like that. So that I liked. It's funny that we're talking about that because, you know, I was working with a lady a couple weeks ago and she was interested in a villa. And I'm like, a villa? Normally a villa to me is like a condo. Well, now they're calling these duplexes, these new ones, like villas. And so we came across two different new builders that are doing that. And one of them is actually, they're doing a two-bedroom with a den in the Champions Gate area, you know, for under $2,250 for brand spanking new. I mean, one of them is $205, the other one's $215.
And that's just one side.
And that's just one side. Yeah, so you see, we're talking here. And, I mean, that's just phenomenal, in my opinion, for brand new, for that low of a price, for that area. I mean, I was just floored. So, I mean, it's great as far as that goes. It's a 4-pack or a 6-pack. So you would have, you know, either one unit could be four, you know, four buildings or whatever. And then there was another one that we came across, which is an active lifestyle community. So that's 55 and older. which is what they really liked, because they're probably like in their 60s, I can imagine, but they don't have any children or anything like that. So they kind of honed more towards there. But again, I mean, the product over there is 2.25 as well, 226, I think, to be honest. And again, I mean, it's brand spanking new. They've got some great incentives, like we were talking about, for the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And then even the other one, I mean, the same thing. I mean, you know, the quarters are coming up. February is their next quarter. So, you know, they're trying to close out what they have on both avenues. And to me, I mean, that's just great deals. I mean, it's hard to find brand new for that price. Or even, you know, like the other one that needs a little bit of rehab. I mean, I saw some photos. It does have a new roof on the property, so it looked like there was a leak before, so you can kind of see some, you know, water intrusion. So I'm sure that's part of where that $10,000 to $15,000 is coming into place. But, I mean, there's just still so many opportunities out there. I mean, we've got some great listings that we have as well that, you know, we would love to get sold and, you know, get everybody moving and get it in there, especially with the interest rates and everything as well. I mean, I even saw a thing today that they were hovering around the 3.6s, which is just phenomenal. I mean, a year ago when I bought my house, I was at 4.5. So, I mean, it's like, holy cow, you know, I mean, almost a whole percent. And that makes a huge difference on, you know, what you can qualify for and what your payment's going to be.
Yeah.
So, I mean, with whether you want to go new construction or if you want to go with a resale, I mean, there's just such a good opportunity, in my opinion, on both ways.
Yeah. And like we were talking about, you know, it's like we can't say it enough that it's like you do have that homestead advantage. Mm-hmm. If you're going to be living in it, obviously, that on your taxes, that you're still going to be able to save for the whole year of 2020 if you close by the end of 2019.
Yeah.
And so you still have time to do that. And so if that is something that's important to you and you want to save that money, I mean, you can get it for 2021. So if you miss it, it's not the end of the world or anything like that. But, you know, if you can save that $750, you know, just by closing one day difference,
yeah,
it only makes sense, you know, to go ahead and at least consider it and look at it. Because when January comes, traditionally, there's a lot more houses on the market, mm-hmm, and the market starts, you know, building up a little bit. So if you are looking right now, you know, the people that, you know, are willing to do it during the holidays, then they actually are more motivated usually.
Yep.
And you can find, you know, great deals out there. So I would definitely take some time and consider it and give us a call and go from there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we help with anywhere. So, I mean, we went from Orlando all the way over to almost Polk County. So, I mean, we're there. I mean, the deals are out there. You know, we'll help you find it, whatever location you like.
Yeah, and then we're way up
like
north and everything, yeah, too. So we're kind of, we're definitely
we're
in all four
bit
corners. Yeah,
yep, that is for sure.
Yep. Yep. So, and if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson. And in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com. And have a great week, everybody.
Yep. Have a good one.